Finally, we come to Brendan's conclusion. The first paragraph serves as his constructive conclusion, further justifying his argument, while the final paragraph serves as his summative conclusion. Here he nicely summarizes the main points of his paper. His conclusion isn't flashy, but it doesn't need to be. As we explored Brendan's paper together, you also should have noticed that he included consistently formatted in-text citations and a bibliography and followed all other appropriate conventions. We hope it was helpful to see a complete draft incorporating the aspects of effective analytic writing outlined in this tutorial. As a final step, you may find it useful to assess Brendan's paper using the sample rubric in the attachments section.